Good day, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, we're enjoying a nice, breezy, warm, sunny day. Good day for me to wash a few more clothes and things and lots of outside things to do. So always something to keep us busy as godly holy women, isn't there? Good to keep our hands working. And then we can rest well at night, knowing that we labored unto the Lord, doing all things joyfully unto Him. So last night I got another attack from one of Satan's workers, which happens to be flesh of my flesh, and coming again to attack. And I've had to deal with a lot of this the past few weeks now, maybe, or whatever. And this morning I woke up with a little bit of a heavy heart, thinking about such things like that, just a little bit, and fighting my way through it. And then I was thinking about the wicked workers that are constantly coming at us in our ministry. We're just sharing the truth, wanting to call people out of this dark world like we were in. I mean, there's freedom in Christ, but the cost is great for people that they don't want to pay for it. And all the lies and the deceit that go on and the slander. And for the most part, you know, I just kind of, it just rolls off me. But, you know, sometimes you get a dart that goes in you and it stings. And then all of a sudden, it's like Satan knows it. And then he sends a whole bunch more or something. And so we got to learn how to quickly deal with that. And throughout the years, I've learned how to do that. But sometimes the residue just kind of hangs around. You got to be careful how you go about your days and making sure you're looking to the Lord. And that's what I want to do with all you sisters out there. Since we're all scattered around, the only thing I can do is just keep sending encouragement. We've got all kinds of teaching articles to help people see through all the lies and deception out there. And so now that we've got all the basis on that, unless something comes up, you know, I just want to be a voice out there to encourage you sisters to keep pressing on, because I know there's a lot of trials out there. And this is interesting, because I told Brother James this morning, I said, you know, I'm learning to see the difference between the wicked and the righteous. And God sees all that. And I get great comfort knowing that God sees all the good and all the evil. I don't want for anyone to perish. I want for them all to repent. But then I have great solace knowing that God sees the evil that's done to His workers. And if the workers have a righteous heart for Him and to help save the lost, then God sees that too. And that brings me great comfort knowing that He sees, He knows everything that's going on in a saint's life as they struggle through it. And I don't know, I was just kind of sharing that this morning, and then it kind of came into my mind. I thought, you know, I want to look up some scripture verses about God seeing everything, the good and the evil. A sister just said, I think it was this morning, how, yeah, she was talking about how in the area where she lives, spring is coming and it's going to be raining. And she said, God reigns on the righteous and the just. And it kind of got me thinking about looking up the scripture verses, which I did. And before I did this audio, I thought, well, I'm going to do my every day I like to read one Psalms on the Bible audio for women, and then one chapter out of the New Testament. And I just got done reading Psalm 31, and there are some things in here. I'm going to pause this in between while I go look for it. I mean, I could read the whole thing, but I have a lot of other scripture verses I want to read. There's a few things in here that I was like, oh, how timely is this? I'm going to go look them up. Okay, I was going to read Psalm 31:11. This is so true. I was a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintances, that they did see me without and fled from me. I was forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. And I see that with a lot of my fleshly, earthly family coming after me, like, I'm going to say, like a pack of wild wolves. And so, when you see, it's interesting. Our sisters are always saying it's so awesome to see the accounts of what the saints went through ahead of us. So then as we're going through what we do, we say, okay, well, everybody else is going through it too. We've been warned. I just said that last night when I told the sisters what's going on. And I said, well, we've been warned about it. And so if we've been warned about it, as we see in the scriptures, we can put on our armor, Ephesians 6, and be prepared. That doesn't mean it's not impenetrable, because we are of the flesh and we have to just keep pressing on. But anyway, I just thought this was really timely, you know, to see this in the Psalms. I know the Psalms are filled with it. And hold on, there was another one. Oh yeah, verse 18. I know as I read these, you sisters have gone through many of the same things. There's nothing new under the sun. We all go through it at different times, different trials. Verse 18, let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. We see that a lot, don't we? I know, especially Brother James and I, being out in on the World Wide Web and all the things that we do and out on the streets, we see that a lot. And I know a lot of you sisters do as well, maybe some more than others, but we all have to endure through it. And hold on one, I'm going to get another one here. Okay, it makes me think of 1 Peter 5:9. We just got done being warned in verse 8 about Satan being a roaring lion. Verse 9 says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And so that should give us great encouragement. And so anyway, I want to move on now and read scripture verses about how God sees the good and the evil. And he's watching over all things, and he knows that this brings me great comfort, knowing that a great God, a righteous and just and holy God, is watching over everything. So let this be an encouragement to you too, sisters. I'm just going to read the verses. Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Hebrews 4:13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Job 28:24. For he looketh to the ends of the earth and seeth under the whole heaven. Jeremiah 23:24. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. Job 34:21. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. There's a whole lot in Job. If you go read the whole book, it's pretty awesome. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, and shew himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Psalm 33:13. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. For the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. Psalm 90:8. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. Psalm 11:4. The Lord is in the holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. And I'm going to leave this with this one. I mean, I could go on, but I just picked a few. I'm going to leave us with this last one, Hebrews 4:12-13, which you sisters, I know you know this one. It's awesome. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So praise God for that. Our Father is watching over all things. He will take care of his people. And in the end, he will have a righteous judgment. And let us learn to appreciate his righteous judgment. What happens to the wicked and what happens to the righteous is a righteous judgment in God's eyes. And so we sisters, we just keep pressing on through any trials that come upon us, knowing and having great comfort that our Father is watching over all. All right, I hope you have a joyous day, sisters. Hold fast. Much love to you all. May God be praised.